You're listening to the audio production of When Mountains Move by Julie Cantrell, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Amy Rubinate.
Chapter 1. Friday, May 7th, 1943. Church bells strike to announce the hour. My body quakes from the force of the sound, and again from the force of the man, uninvited. He pushes me down, nails his elbow into my throat. I fight, kicking, clawing, screaming. Someone calls my name. Millie? I throw my fists into the night, lunging wide-eyed toward the voice.
Millie, stop, it's me.
Bump wraps his arms around me, and I jerk back, pushing against him. He withdraws, asking,
You okay?
I don't answer. Instead, I stare at the pitch of the darkened ceiling and pull myself from the depths of the dream. Bump slides close again and touches my hand.
You always sleep in your boots?
He smiles, trying to make light of the dark. He doesn't know I've spent the last 6 weeks fully dressed, even through the night, always ready to run or to fight. I try to measure my breath, slow my pulse. It was only a dream, Millie. Calm down. Storm's got me a little edgy. I offer Bump an apologetic smile. I don't tell him how every time I'm alone, I stay on full alert. How strange sounds and shadows and even the wind can make me look behind and check for danger. I wasn't always this way, and I hope I can feel safe again someday soon. For now, I leave the cot in the corner of the foaling room and walk across the red dirt floors of the Coy Tucker rodeo barn, still trying to emerge from the haunting nightmare. Was I screaming? I ask Bump. I'm always fighting and screaming in the dream. If only I could have done that during the actual assault. The one that left me frozen and numb, silenced on the steeple room floor.
Nope.
Bump's footsteps follow my own.
Not a sound. Just mean as a wolverine.
He smiles. Even now, weeks after the event, my dreams are the only place I have a voice. Bump tries again to cheer me.
Didn't mean to scare you.
He wraps his arms around my waist and turns me toward him, delivering a strong kiss pumped with passion. I try to let him ease my fears, but when he moves me against the coarse wooden slats of the barn, my shoulder hits the wall a little too fast.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?